Welcome to my podcast. This podcast is called Doula Club. My name is Bonnie Silva, and I will be your host. Enjoy the ride. It's recording. Well, welcome to my podcast. This podcast is called Doula Club. It's made by a doula for doulas, and it's really a space for you to just listen to doulas talk about really anything, regardless if it's birth, sex, life, death, all of the things. I really have no restriction on what I want this to be, or this is my space, you know. So you come into my house and these are my rules. You probably just heard my dog snort. But, you know, I guess what I wanted to start with, I guess just saying how I feel as a doula. And I discovered it through like yoga, and then through yoga I met Lindsay Bliss from Carriage House. And I mean, she really created this monster that I am today. I shouldn't say that, but she's a wonderful person, and I will always thank her for kind of introducing me to this world that I didn't really know existed, like this door that was there and I didn't even know that I could unlock it with the key that I already had in my hand. And she kind of showed me the way, and I forever will be grateful. And it's so funny because being a doula is really like being a fly at the corner of a hospital or a birthing center or a home birth. And then, you know, more than that, being a doula is also being part of somebody's postpartum, or having new parents just trust you with their baby, with their infant child. And then being a doula, you know, when I became a doula, I guess I should say, I thought I was just going to do birth and that was it. And I was going to be super successful and I'll make a lot of money and all of the things. Cause I mean, after all, like, yes, this is all about love and care and all of the things, but this is a business and this is how I make my living. This is how I pay my rent. This is how I pay for my nails. This is how I pay for my dog and my cat and all of the things. So, you know, this is also a career, and you have to think it like that because, you know, in the end, a lot of things go in hand for it to make it a business as well. Puppy, are you okay? He's good. So yeah, so that's how I feel about that. So having said that, I think that it's important to understand that, you know, being a doula is a lot of vulnerability, and it involves a lot of mental, physical, and emotional state of minds. And I value that. But also being a doula can be really frustrating, and I think that that's the part that not a lot of people talk about. We talk a lot about it amongst ourselves, but then, like, you know, there's so many other new doulas out there that are like just hanging on by a fucking twig, and they have no idea what they're doing. And I understand, because that's how I felt. And I was very fortunate to live in a city like New York that is pretty much that has everything in abundance, really. And I mean, you could be a clown trainer and you would be successful in New York City because there's a platform for that. You could be a professional statue and there is a platform for that. And there's a platform for doulas too. And I was, again, like, just very fortunate to not only live in a city like New York City, but then also be taken in by an agency like Carriage House. And I will always be forever grateful for being part of that kind of platform, because they really, and have always and still to this day, have supported me. I have achieved tons of clients through them, and I feel really like, I feel my heart really goes out to doulas that don't have that, and don't have that kind of support, that kind of tribe, that kind of friendship, and that kind of mentorship, really. And they're just like, fuck, how am I going to do this? I don't even know what I'm doing, which is a fair thing. And it's a real thing to think about. And along with just being a doula and trying to have a career in a business, you're also a person. So you're also going through emotional things. You're also going through your life, and you're having to deal with your emotional, all of the things. And I think that having a good support system, either if it's online or if it's face to face, because a doula, being a doula is a very lonely job. I'm just going to be very blunt and honest about it. And it's a very fucking lonely job. I used to be a bartender before I became a doula. So I was a bartender for almost like 10 years, a server and a bartender. And so, I mean, I went to having like, for example, sex all the time to like now I don't even meet people to have sex with. So that's also like a thing. You know, I used to have a very active social life, and not that doulas do not have a social active life. I'm just a hermit in general. Like, that's just me. I am a hermit. I am slightly introverted, but mostly extroverted. And you know, again, like every drum beats differently, right? So this is me. I'm not comparing myself or talking about anybody else, but I'm just talking about myself right now. And so for me, I see that it is a very lonely job. And if I didn't reach out to friends, and if I didn't reach out to my community of doulas, if I didn't reach out to my community of just friends in general, like, I would be pretty much home by myself drinking wine, petting my dog, and playing with darts. I have a dartboard in my apartment. So, you know, it can be very lonely, as opposed to like when I was bartending. Like, my job was to be in a social scene. My job was to be an entertainer, was to get people their drinks. It was to, you know, make sure people are having a good time, because that's what you do. When you go out, you are paying somebody to entertain you. That's pretty much it. When you go out to a bar, when you go out to a restaurant or a theater, you're pretty much paying somebody to entertain you. That's what the deal is, you know? And so that's what my job was. And now that I'm a doula, people pay me to support them, give them information, reassurance, and also my job is to make sure that, or not to make sure, but to at least like try to have all their birth preferences met. Make sure that the room is in a positive, calm environment, not just for the clients, but also for the nurses, doctors, midwives, and midwife assistants as well. Because I feel that communication is really important when it comes to this job as being a doula. Making sure that you are not overstepping your grounds. Making sure that you know that you're not a medical staff. So, you know, making sure that you are respecting people and trying to find a middle ground where the communication between your clients, you and the medical staff, whoever they are, midwives, OBGYNs, nursings, all of the things, it's clear, it's respectful, and it's not disrespecting people in their positions, which I think is very important to acknowledge. But also, it's funny because I also feel that being a doula is like being in a relationship with a couple. I mean, it's almost like, I feel like I've never been in a polygamous relationship, but I feel like that's kind of how it is, where you kind of go through the beginning of the relationship when they hire you. It's all like, ooh, this is like a blind date. And then it goes through like the middle of the relationship, where it's like things are rocky, things are happy, things are emotional, it's anxious between the labor and the birth. And then the breakup is when you have your last postpartum visit. I mean, like, in some of the clients are like, I am so happy that was over, because you just realize they were like, we were not compatible. And then some clients, you're like, oh, I want to see them again. But, you know, it's like, it's so interesting. Like, there are some clients that I still keep in touch. And then there are some other clients that I'm just like, good to see you. Have a good life. And not to sound like an asshole, but like, you know, I hope that I was a good doula. I mean, I'm sure that I was not the best doula sometimes. I think that especially when I was a fresh green doula, picked off the pine tree, apple tree, whatever the fuck tree you want to call it, I'm pretty sure that I made some stupid mistakes that I, looking back, if I could be in the room where I was, I'd be like, girl, back off, or girl, touch her hand, or whatever. It takes time. It takes time for you to be the doula that you are now. And you will be a better doula in a year from now. That's just how it is. I think experience really is valuable. So especially when, like, for example, if you get hired by an agency and they're like, hey, we're taking X amount from your pay as a fee, I'm not mad. First of all, you just gave me a client. Second of all, I don't know, I'm still learning. You know, I'm not like an experienced doula. So why would I be mad that you're taking a fee off my money? You know, it's like, think of it as a semi-paid internship. That's how I would respond to that. So I'm not mad. Hey, we all need to make money. So yeah, it's like a really interesting relationship. It's like a platonic relationship that there's a lot of touching, but there's not a lot of sex at all. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong. There shouldn't be any sex. Christ, I hope I just didn't open like a crazy door, get crazy comments from people. But yeah, that's pretty much like how I feel. I think that, you know, I'm so honored to be in this career. Truly, I really am. I mean, I think that it really completely changed my life. You know, I went from a person that was like, hey, Bonnie, do you want to babysit my kids? I'm like, no, queen, I'm going to get drunk this weekend. To now being somebody that, you know, I'm like, yeah, you need to go out and vent. Let me take care of your kid. So I think that, you know, it's a 360 change. My view on parenting has changed. My view on birth has completely changed. And my view on women, like, you know, I think that being a doula, and I call myself a full spectrum doula, because I also do newborn care specialists. I am a newborn care specialist and a breastfeeding counselor. So I do all of the things. And I babysit. So I do all of the things. But I feel like, you know, being in a career where it's so raw, you see so much shit that a normal person does not, you really grow such a huge respect. But then you also grow some very interesting opinions that you're like, huh, cool, cool, not doing that, but okay. And you just like kind of grow as a human and you become much more mature. The person or the opinions and the ideas that I had 3 years ago are completely different than I am. I mean, I'm still the same Bonnie, but for sure, my opinions have grown, have matured. And, you know, by not wanting kids as a choice, I really have matured and be like, no, there's a reason why I do not want kids. There are very real reasons. If you would like to judge me for it, please go fuck off. And there are women that are like, no, I want to have 3 to 4 kids. And I'm like, God bless you. Yes, you can totally do it. Maybe you should not think about doing it in America right now. Our president is not very cool. But you know what? That's my opinion. Hey, that is my opinion. And if you don't think that way, that's okay too. But yeah, that's what I think about that right now. And my life is not just being a doula. I also work at a concert venue here in New York City. And I have been, even before I became a full-time doula, I started working there when I first moved to New York City, like about a year, maybe 6 months or a year after I moved to New York City. So I've been working there for a while and I fucking love it because I love music. I love interacting with weird people. All my coworkers that I work with at this particular venue, they all have known me before I became a doula. And they're like, cool. We're like, I wouldn't consider them like family, but it is kind of like a weird family. You know what I mean? Like, I've known them for a long time. You know, we have a fantastic relationship. I love everybody that I work with, really. Like, I don't think that there's one person that I don't like to work with. I enjoy all the bartenders. I'm a cocktail server there. And that's, I think that's the perfect position for me, because it's like, it's laid back. You know, sometimes I come in a little late and, you know, it takes me like literally 2 minutes to set up. I just put candles out, a cup for tips, some fruits, and make sure that I have a pitcher of water with cups and just look nice. And it's cool because I think that, you know, again, like having... being a doula is such a lonely job, and then having another job where it's, you know, I have responsibilities, of course, but it's like completely the opposite. I mean, I have people in my face and asking me for drinks, and then I'm looking over to on the other side, and there's like a band playing. So it's kind of cool, and I think it's good to have that kind of duo life. I don't even know if I would call it a duo life. I just think that, you know, having a two jobs, because being again, like, you shouldn't be a doula and then that's it. Most doulas are mothers. That's also a thing too. A lot of doulas are mothers. But there are a lot of doulas like me that are single. Some of them are married, some of them are not. But that are single, or that are me, that choose not to have kids. And so, you know, we as doulas, that a lot of times, and I'm not saying this is all the time, but a lot of doulas like myself that are single or married but don't have kids, we have other things going on. Because I think that when you're a doula and then you're a mom and then you're a wife, or if you're a single mom, that's like two jobs right there. And that's what people don't realize. Being a mom or being a parent, that's a lot of fucking work, man. Like, it's not like having a pet. Like, granted, like, I give a lot of time to my dog and my cats, and that's a real thing. But, like, kids, like, are walking, talking human beings that you have to make sure that you're not raising little shitheads. You know what I mean? Like, you have to make sure that you're at least raising children to be somewhat normal adults. And normal is like a very loose word. I'm just saying, like, not complete shitheads. So that's a huge responsibility. So that's already a job on itself, you know? So that being said, because I don't have kids, I have this kind of opportunity to have other things going on in my life. And so I do cocktail waitressing. That's how I kind of entertain myself. So I guess that goes into, like, you know, being in a career like being a doula can be lonely. You do have a huge community. I don't want to make it seem like there isn't a community. We have a huge community. I love our community. But, you know, it's really hard to find a friend in the community that you're like nail and skin. It's challenging. Most of the time, you're going to find a community that will support you, give you advice and all of the things. But, you know, overall, it's like me, myself, and I. But that being said, I definitely want to continue having more convos like this. This is going to be a weekly podcast. Tune in to hear my shenanigans or my voice, or you're like, fuck this bitch, I don't want to hear her. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. No pressure. If you want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is InstaDoulaClub, because Doula Club was already taken by somebody that doesn't post anything. That's shitty. So InstaDoulaClub is on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook. It's Bonnie Silva. And that is it. That's all my social media that I have. I don't know if I'm going to have Twitter. I might. I don't know. I'll think about it. But that is it. Have an awesome day. I'm going to go walk my dog, and I'm going to do a postpartum session afterwards for a client of mine that had a C-section. Good times. Good times. Have a great day. Bye.